Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This is the time of year when we share with you some excerpts from the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Curtis Dubé, Chief Economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The thing about economies is they don't enter recessions on their own. They don't stall. They don't go into recession without something happening. Something has to occur to push them into a recession. They're like a great big aircraft carrier. You don't turn it around really very quickly. So the U.S. economy is going to continue to grow at a pretty robust clip in 2025 unless something happens to change its trajectory. The other thing to remember is that the U.S. economy, as is always the case, remains the envy of the world. Every other country in the world would gladly trade places with us. They would take our growth rate, our unemployment rate, our inflation rate, our interest rates, you name it, they would gladly take it. Well, how long can the U.S. remain the global reserve currency? And my answer to that is only for the rest of our lifetimes, our children's lifetimes, their children's lifetimes, and probably their children's lifetimes, in perpetuity. There's no other country that can hold a candle to us when it comes to the size and strength of our economy, the size and liquidity of our financial markets, all evidence to the contrary, our stable political system, and our judicial system. There's no country that can do better than any one of those metrics, and you need all four, and we have all four. So we will remain the global reserve currency forever. Okay, so like I said, the economy is going well. You don't believe it. No one believes it. So let's start to try to unpack why that's the case. How is the economy continuing to grow, even though no one buys that it is? And it's consumption. People are spending at just an incredible clip, month after month after month. Spending more and more and more. And every one of those months is above the rate of inflation. Consumers are spending at a really high rate. So how are they doing this? And the answer is that in the United States of America today, if you want a job, you can have one. There are 760,000 more job openings today than there are unemployed workers to fill them. That is an absolutely unprecedented situation. And this has come way down. It used to be 2-3 million more job openings than unemployed workers. This is an unprecedented situation that has only occurred in the aftermath of COVID. Prior to COVID, we always had more unemployed workers than job openings. That's why we cared so much about the unemployment rate. That's why it's still important, and it's still why we harp so much on that first Friday of every month, the jobs report that would say how many jobs were created. That's why it was so important, because there weren't enough jobs to go around. Now, there are jobs out there. You can have one. And this is all around the country, every industry, every size business, everyone's looking for workers. Wages are growing. They have been growing about 4% for a long time now. So wage growth has been strong. And since middle of last year, wage growth started to exceed the rate of inflation. So workers are earning more than prices are rising. Their wages are rising more than prices are rising. That's a really good thing. That's been helping them drive spending in the last year and a half. Now, the amount of distance between inflation and wages from when inflation took off in March of 2021 to when they crossed in the middle of last year, that still exceeds how much wages have grown more than inflation since then. I think they said that in a clunky way. Prices are still up more than total wages since the beginning of inflation. So there's reasons why people feel, in aggregate, feel bad about the economy, but wages have been able to keep up with prices and exceed them for the last year and a half. In a couple years when inflation was really high and wages weren't keeping up with them, we had a couple ways that we as an economy were making up the gap. One was with savings. During COVID, we as an economy saved in excess, so above what we would have otherwise saved, about $3 trillion. So $3 trillion of excess savings. Now, back a couple years ago, I would say that, and people would say, well, that's just rich people. It's like, well, yeah. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they saved a lot during COVID. Even they can't save $3 trillion. It's hard to get data on savings, but it finally came out. This was middle and low income savings accounts that saw big jumps during COVID. Remember the rounds of checks, can't really do a whole lot during COVID. So savings really, really built up. $3 trillion in excess. We've been spending that balance down, though, since January of 2022. that balance is probably down to over a trillion, say.
You've been listening to Curtis Dubé, Chief Economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, speaking at the most recent University of South Carolina Darla-Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.